enough, but I was concerned about the nutrition level or nutrition availability, because the body is going through some extreme changes, so they need to be fed properly. The QSL.
QSL. I'm sure they're all up on nutrition and what they need to survive from week to week, month to month, in some cases now year to year. And you know, one thing that we've talked about it on the net before, there's always a doctor on board. One of the astronauts is always a medical doctor. So they always have somebody that really knows what they're doing in case they do have problems. And they're all getting picked up there. They're constantly taking blood over and over again, and it's interesting. I remember when Scott Kelly was up there. He was up there for a year, just short of a year, and his brother, he happened to have an identical twin, who's also an astronaut, was not up in space at the time. But what they did is they ate the same food. They actually had the same test, the same medical test. They would take the blood at the same time. And I guess the researchers had a ball with all that data. Back to you, and then we'll turn it over to Roy. We usually just go to 11 o'clock. Back to you. What's your name, by the way? The name is Paul.
First name here is Ray. The sign is K2CYR. Thank you very much for coming back. And we'll pass it back on to Mr. Roy. Take care, my friend.
73. Okay, Ray. Thank you for contributing. Roy, over to you. AC2GS, WS2M. We'll be back tomorrow night for the club InfoNet, and the usually followed with Flop and Chop, and that's always followed by Newsline. Back to you, Roy.
Okay, this is AC2GS. Our rebels now are done. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do during the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. So thanks a lot. And thanks to everyone who participated tonight. And by the way, for people who like to kick a dead horse, I think I've come up with one of the better variables that impact upon the noxiousness of automobile exhaust in cold weather. And that's just that internal combustion and probably even diesel engines are less efficient in cold weather. They burn more fuel, and their exhaust has more hydrocarbon byproducts than it does when the engine is hotter. So it's probably significantly due to simply the thermal inefficiencies of engines as the general temperature gets colder, not buoyancy or anything like that. But who knows? Just another variable to throw in. As per usual, I like to remind people that Dick used to end his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. That's especially good advice every day. So please try and be kind to your friends, your enemies, your associates, and what have you. I also like to mention good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try and keep your mind open to new ideas, but don't open your mind so far that your brain falls out. And everyone, have a great week. For those people celebrating Lashana Tova, have a happy, a healthy new year. And to the rest of you, have fun as well. This is AC2GS, and I will be clear after I say Slava Ukraini.
Have a good one, Roy.
It's so bloody sweet! We can let you run the net, not Roy. Roy's obsolete. You take it.
complete. W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.